Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We love to hear your stories of what you got into over the weekend. Yes, it is a Tuesday, but we had the long weekend. So no hot takes today. They'll come back next week. We're
back from a long weekend and getting really all angry is just not the way to start the week.
Nah, can't start it like that. And so 617-655-1234. And yes, here in just a moment, we will meet the woman who got thrown out of the fair over the weekend. We're going to find out why, and the story is just wild. But first, Jackie from Holliston went on a trip. Where did you go?
We went down to Fort Lauderdale for the long weekend to visit a good friend of mine.
That's not bad.
The weather here
and,
sucked.
It was a family trip.
Is it nice
me
there?
And my husband, my... Huh?
Nothing. Go right ahead.
Me, my husband, my two kids, 7 and 5, my little boys. So...
Sunburn?
Fun time.
Beach time? What do we do?
Beach time, but my kid is so white, I lather him in 70, and I mean, we did okay.
Yeah, same. That New England skin
you
is
always
tough.
Have
same,
some
girl,
cloth.
Same.
I want the weather to suck back home when I'm somewhere tropical, though.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to rain here when it's somewhere sunny on the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to get my money's worth.
I was just...
Dan, you don't want a nor'easter killing your flight home.
That's a
ooh,
fact.
Ooh, you have trouble getting home?
Oh, yeah.
That does suck.
We were supposed to take off at 4:30. We got delayed until 8. They almost pushed us back until 9 and told us if we weren't in the air by 9:15, we weren't taking off.
Yeah. Oh, but, my gosh. That must be super fun with two kids at the airport.
Yeah,
super
that's
fun.
That's
tired
great.
Kiddos. There's only so much K-pop Demon Hunters you can make them watch.
I was just looking up the weather with Kennedy for Florida because I'm going down this weekend for my dad's 80th birthday. Sunny and 80 on Friday and Saturday, Dan.
You love nobody to see asked. It.
I do love to see it. Nobody asked. I'm telling. Aaron from Hamilton, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you took your 9-month-old to King Richard's Fair.
Raising him up right.
Yes, I took her to Topfield on Saturday and King Richard's on Sunday, and I dressed her up as a little plague rat.
A plague rat?
That is remarkable.
Yes, to give everyone the plague. It's a thing there.
Can you get plague rat at like Spirit Halloween, or where do you go for plague rat?
I actually got it from Amazon.
Amazing. I want a picture. That's so cool.
I can definitely send a picture in.
Thank you.
Now, did you guys dress up or just the kid?
I dressed up. My husband is too cool for that.
I love King Richard's Fair. I love dressing up. I love the whole thing. Wonderful. Did you like the new space?
Yeah.
The space is actually really cool. It's definitely a lot bigger, and I think there's a lot more vendors and everything like that. Right. We were just really going there to go see Jacques the Whipper.
Absolutely. 100%.
Right.
He's amazing.
Yes.
All right, good
deal.
Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
That's fantastic.
I need to see a picture of baby plague rat.
There's nothing cuter. I wonder if it wore like a plague mask. Like, that would be the funniest.
What a way to take out a community.
All right. It happened. It's historical.
So, Wendy from Billerica, why did you get kicked out of a fair this weekend?
Well, so I do a lot of work and support a sugar glider rescue. And it's well known in the sugar glider community that there is a company that goes to a lot of fairs and they give a lot of misinformation. So Friday was my friend's birthday and she wanted to go to the local fair. So we decided to go. And we were wearing our gear that had the rescue logo on it, and we went up to the woman and listened to some of the information she was given, and we tried to correct her on some of the information and ask some questions. And all of a sudden, she saw the logo we were wearing and said, "I feel like you're harassing me. I fear for my safety, and I'm calling security." So we walked away, and we didn't even get out of the building she was in, and 8 officers go wandering by to talk to us. And my friend stopped them, and 4 of them came over to us, and 4 went in to talk to her. And, you know, they decided they were going to escort us right to our car.
Justice for the sugar gliders.
Yes.
Ugh.
Usually it's, you know, teenagers and shenanigans, not adults standing up for the rights of sugar gliders.
Someone has to, Carson. Someone has to.
I didn't even know they had sugar gliders at the fair.
And I must say that the rescue has a lot of documentation and everything on this company. So it's not like we went in saying, "He said, she said." It's like, there's documentation.
Right. Well,
I mean, you wore sugar glider t-shirts and went right to her. I feel like you went in there looking for the smoke.
Yes and no.
Let's keep it real. This was premeditated, Wendy.
I'll be honest. We did go in knowing that there was a possibility we were going to get kicked out because we wanted to educate people on the correct information. Not that we wanted to confront her necessarily, but, you know,
hopefully,
so we knew.
Hopefully you stopped and got some sort of fried treat.
I know. Tell me you enjoyed the fair first and then did this.
We did enjoy the fair. My friend had hoped to do a little bit of shopping on the way out, and the officers were going to let us, but the second floor said, "Nope, you're leaving."
All right, good stuff. Well, thanks for sharing that, Wendy.
No problem.
That's going to be my favorite story of the day, Wendy. It's going to be hard to talk.
Someone has to stand up for the sugar glider, Stan.
Justice for the sugar glider community.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.